Public Enemy Number 1 presents its first book, The Last Survivor. Published, well, not officially, by Jack Johnson. Chapter 1, The Letter. Jerome was a country boy. He never liked the city all that much. He was a tall, skinny, lanky kid with a hyper attitude and a smushed sunshine face. His father worked in the coal mines, while his mother was a marine. That's right, this is the year 2042, when all the world is at war. As a baby, Jerome loved making army men fight and die. In fact, he loved war. His father was the exact opposite of him. You could say that his father, Greg, found peace in the smell of coal. You would hear him say the craziest things like, "Nothing is better than the good feel of some coal down your throat. Yep, that's the stuff." Jerome's mother was a mutual mother, with a strict attitude. She was the one who kept the house in check almost 24/7, unless she had to, you know, go fight wars. Jerome's father was 5'5", a short, stubby little man. He took great pride in his long black beard and bulging muscles. His mom, on the other hand, Teresa was her name, was a slim and beautiful woman for her age of 42. She had the strength of an ox and the determination of a lion. One day, Jerome, playing in his room, overheard his father yell, "Come on, why do you suck so bad? It's like looking at a bull trying to walk through a china shop. Come on!" Jerome was not only confused at the stupidity of his father's sentence. No. That was not it at all. Jerome was more concerned about the man walking up their driveway. It was funny. You know, Jerome never had any visitors. Sure, his mom was in the military, and she had some officers come over every once in a while. But nothing like this. Normally, it was just the mailman, and sometimes maybe the pizza man, or like some other restaurant. But no, this was a full-on military soldier, and Jerome was sure of it. He dismissed his father's uneducated comment on the TV and watched closely as the man, who was now, Jerome realized, was carrying a gun on his back. Jerome, inside of fear, grabbed the shotgun that his father had given him and ran to the door. "Father, look out! What do you mean, son?" All of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. The sound could be heard throughout the house. "There's someone at the door!" "What are you talking about?" Greg lifted himself up off his seat. "There's nothing to be afraid of." He swung open the door. "Who are you?" A tall Indian man was staring down at his father. "My name is Sergeant Duane. May I speak privately with you, Greg?" "How do you know my—" "It doesn't matter right now. Jerome, this is none of your concern." Jerome, in a heartbeat, ran back into his room, scared for his life. "Is father gonna die?" he thought. "I have to help him somehow." As he snuck in through the hallway, he was very careful not to be heard. He peered through the cracks in the walls. Yes, if you haven't already noticed, Jerome's house was not the best. It was all made out of wood, even though everybody else on the block, it being 2042, were much more modern and made of brick and metal. As Jerome peered through the walls, he could hear the slight talking of Sergeant Duane and Greg. No! Yes, he must. It's the law. I don't want to send him. He's too small. He's too small. His bones, you can see his bones through his skin. That doesn't concern me right now. We need to send him to the blank. Jerome was scared for his life. Was this Hitler all over again? No, that was too far. That was way too long ago. It must have been something else. Well, have a good day, sir. You decide what you're going to do, said Sergeant Duane. And on that note, he slammed the door behind him. Good riddance to you, Sergeant. Greg hollered back. Jerome came out of his little hiding corner. What was that all about? Jerome, I think you need to see this. Greg handed Jerome a small black letter. Oh no. Jerome carefully lifted the seal and took out a long piece of paper. Something about the war. He couldn't quite put his finger on it, but he read the last line. By law, according to President Makuza, you must be drafted to World War V. Thank you so much, guys, for listening in on my book, The Last Survivor. This is Jack Johnson, the producer of this story, and I know this is the first chapter. It's a little weird, it's a little lengthy, but I have some good ideas where this story is going to go. If I pause anywhere, you know, that's just me, like, reading my handwriting, but if you guys please just send me some feedback. What did you like about it? What did you dislike about it? And yeah, please, everybody, enjoy your day. Chapter 2 will be coming out shortly. So, yeah. A quick side note. I'm going to be making some more books that I already have in mind. So please follow the podcast. This is on Podbean. Follow the podcast. Give me some support and all that stuff. Well, this is Public Enemy Number 1 going to jail.